This is about bringing fibre to every home. It's not just a rural-urban divide. There's plenty of urban areas in rural areas of the west of Ireland and northwest that will need this fibre broadband as well. Yes, it will benefit a lot of the primary schools that are relying on different solutions. At the very early phases of the rollout of broadband, there will be hubs used as well, so there will be a prioritisation of ensuring in communities, whether it's GA halls or whether it's community halls, and up to 51 different schools will be used as these hubs. So it will be a phased approach, but the commitment is to ensure that there will be funding following this scheme, and now it's about getting it up and going.
And as you say, it is a big day, but for many the sticking point is the price tag of it.
Well, look, this is a €3 billion funding project, but within that there are contingency monies as well that's spread over a period up to 2027. So it's not all coming in one announcement. And also for the first 2 years, there's funding set aside, and also there's funding set aside in the National Development Plan of €800 million. And within the National Development Plan, there is a contingency of over €7 billion built into it. So there's going to be decisions needed to be made over the years ahead in relation to keeping this project going. It's been given the commitment. It is necessary. And when you consider some of the price tags that are been attributed to major projects in the capital, for example, the Metro project, this is about ensuring that we get equitable treatment right across the country to ensure that everybody has access to fibre. Anywhere you have fibre, you will get business. And Letterkenny is an example of the high intensity of the fintech sector as a result of having fibre.